And it's time for business now with Nona Peltier. Nona, there is a push to get more retailers to accept PayWave payments. What's behind all of that?
Well, that's the contactless payment. Yeah. So there's all sorts of ways you can pay now just by, with your card, just tapping it, or other methods which are don't require any cash. Now, as we've talked about before, some people prefer just to go without any cash, and it's quite popular in a number of other countries. So the issue is that only 60% of retailers are offering contactless payments, and you can imagine, you know, there's a 40% don't. 1 in 10 people will go to a different store if they can't use a contactless payment method. Which is, I thought, quite surprising.
Rather than punching a debit card or an FPOS card,
exactly.
Or something like
well,
that.
Exactly.
They can't be bothered punching in a four-digit number.
Apparently not. No. So they just simply won't shop there. And MasterCard has come out and said, listen, you know, in 2021, we're going to have a lot of big tourism events attracting visitors from all over the world. If you do not have this system in place, you know, people might not shop at your store and you're going to lose an opportunity. Now, I said, well, yeah, but it costs a lot. And they said, yeah, so does the lost opportunity. So it's interesting. They're trying to raise the issue. They're thinking that New Zealand is a big, you know, a country that really likes using contactless and cards and so on. We like paying with those things. So come on, retailers. They're saying, hurry up and put this stuff in place. On the other hand, we've run a lot of stories as well about retailers having a very hard time passing on those costs to consumers.
Yeah, I found it really interesting the other day. The local sushi store around here doesn't want real money. Won't take cash. I find that really interesting.
Do they take contactless payments, though?
Yeah, they do.
Oh,
okay, so what's happened on the markets today, Nona?
Oh, you're going to be interested in this because I know you love the currency, you know?
Yep. And
today, our currency rose about 0.25%. Now, 2% increase in the past week. We are now sitting at levels we haven't seen since the Reserve Bank surprised the market in early August with a big drop in the official cash rate to 1%. Now, so at the moment, they're trading at 65.6 U.S. cents. If you're an exporter, you're not going to be very happy about that.
No, you
if you're
be.
Going on a holiday, you might be a little bit more pleased. 95.9 Australian, so pretty high there as well. Stuck still, though, at 49.8 British pence. On the markets, we closed up 18 points, ending the week at 11,276.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with all our numbers and business update.